If you missed the Landscape and Gardener, we've had a few people call in, want to know, what was that organic product you were talking about? It's something new from Bonide, or new to the Rosie on the House program, is the Bonide brand of garden products. And they've got their Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. All organic. It's a dust or a liquid, so it comes ready to use or ready to spray. And it works as both a direct kill on contact, and it's a bait when they come back and eat it later. It'll kill them. So you don't have to wait and actually physically see your insects to protect your, whether it's your vegetable gardens you're battling them in, or flowers, trees, shrubs, or fruit trees. It's a great product to put on and keep an organic garden without the insects. We've mentioned a few times just the fact that with the light winter we've had, we're going to have more of an insect problem probably this year than anywhere else. So that's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew for your all-organic garden control. You can get it in Flagstaff at Warner's Nursery, and Tucson Savano Nurseries out on South Houghton Road, or in Mesa at Summer Winds on Country Club. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. And as we were going to break, we were talking about the softness of your lawns and just the different applications you have. But that kind of led into a much bigger conversation about all the different options that is available on your synthetic turf. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the LSU Eye of the Tiger, some sports logos. For Sun Devil fans, you could get probably the new fork embedded into it.
Yeah, definitely some of those licensed logos we got to get permission on. But we do logos. And that's something else that we brought in-house to where we're completely vertically integrated again. So logos are definitely an option. We've done a handful of them here across the valley. Nationwide, one of our partners in Florida did an incredible logo layout at the Walt Disney World, a sports-themed facility they have there, at the parade grounds at the Marine Base in San Diego, huge 50-foot diameter Marine seal out in the middle of the parade grounds, just incredible. So we do logos as well. It's definitely something that we could apply.
That would be cool, seeing the 50-foot Marine logo.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, the one that I've had asked the most are those crazy Oklahoma Sooners fans like my cousin Josh. But they do. Those Oklahoma Sooners fans, they want those logos back there if they can get it.
Well, we've talked about water conservation. We've talked about the playability of the surface for kids and the tumbling and the football and the soccer and all that. We've talked about the durability of the product. We've talked about your proprietary nature, the chemicals and the products you put it all together. How about pets?
Pets, love it. That's where we have completely separated ourselves in the market from anybody else in the industry. One of the issues that the major sports industries were having, NFL, we've got 22 NFL applications. We have 100 plus NCAA applications. Our manufacturer has more turf in the ground across the world than all the other manufacturers combined. Wow. So we are the number one manufactured product in the world. Okay. The point being is we have pounds and technologies that have taken us to a different level than all of our competitors in the market. One of the things that has made us the most different in the market is our drainage system. Okay. NFL, FIFA worldwide, Major League Baseball, what have you, they were having issues with poor drainage, with puddling and ponding. Seattle Seahawks facility, Gillette Stadium, and back in New England, and also just FIFA pitches across the world. Poor drainage where puddle and pond had changed the game. So they came to the manufacturers of artificial turf and said, you guys got to figure it out. Something different's got to happen. Well, we beat everybody to the punch, and we came out with a proprietary drainage system called Max Flow Drainage. Now, there's three types of drainage systems in the market, and that's it. The least effective one is called the felt backing, and it's almost like a T-shirt. If you start to wet a T-shirt, it's going to saturate to the point where it's going to start leaking through the T-shirt. It's the same concept. So it absorbs as much moisture as it possibly can. So think about a dog urinating on a felt backing system. No. It's just going to absorb that moisture to the point where it finally starts to drain. Okay? And then the second one, which is the most popular, if you walk through the home show here today, start looking at backings and material, is the hole punch system. About every 4 to 6 inches apart, different size of holes depending upon the manufacturer, but is a non-permeable hole punch system. So I used to tell the joke at home shows that if you can't teach your dog to pee over a hole it can't see, you know, and us as men, we got a big toilet and we can't hit that half the time, and our wives are upset at us. But if you can't teach a dog to pee over a hole it can't see, It's just like peeing on carpet in your house, and you have to treat it accordingly.
You so pee on carpet in your house?
No, my dog does.
Oh, okay,
my dog
okay,
does.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. That wouldn't be good. No, but it's just like a dog urinating on the carpet in the house. So now you just traded mowing and all that stuff for a different type of maintenance. And the reality is you're going to get so fed up with it, you're going to rip it out. Okay, and you're going to take it out, and there goes your investment out the window. So with that hole punch system, it only drains in those holes. And so I used to tell people, if you're not Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, and teach dogs to pee, blah, blah, blah. But where that's now pretty ironic is Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, he just installed 10,000 square foot of easy turf at his pet psychology center in California.
there's a pet psychology center?
Yeah, how about that?
You bet there is.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to start his own university here
with
pretty 10, soon.
With 10,000 feet of grass.
Yeah, that's going to open up a whole different line of issues, I assume. But yeah, but he's one of the people that backs our product. So we're backed by 22 NFL installations, 100-plus NCAA, Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, which leads me to the last type of drainage system is what we came up with. It's called Max Flow Drainage. It's a solid state backing with hundreds of thousands of microscopic holes throughout the entire back of the system, which allows it to be 100% permeable and drain throughout the entire back of the system. So no matter where the dog uses the restroom, it becomes a simple, rinsable system and a much more manageable system as far as pet urine goes than any other product that's out there.
Now, we've talked about just the no maintenance factor of it. And, you know, do you have to go out there and still kind of watch where your dog is going and maybe hose it off every now and then, or do you just not have to worry about it at all?
It's one of those things where you're going to want to set up some type of system. Everybody knows their dogs. Every dogs are different. You get some dogs that will go in the same area all day, every day. Then you have some dogs that will move around. So it's kind of something that you want to set up your own system, but it is something that you're going to want to rinse. Okay. There's no such thing as no maintenance. There's just not in any industry. So if anybody tries to claim no maintenance, it's just not going to be the case. So you are going to want to have some level of a system to be able to rinse it. In our applications with kids, we do want to disinfect it periodically. There's some great products out there. We recently came across a product called Wishy Wash that we're really big on. They use it a lot in athletic fields for disinfecting, kills MRSA, staph infection, and all the other simple bacteria. Because also dog feces is another one. Okay, once you clean up the dog feces to be able to get the remnants, simply hose it down. It passes through the 100% permeable system. And then every so often, you're going to want to disinfect that just to make sure it's a sanitized surface for kids to be on.
Now, if I don't have pets, is there any maintenance?
Yeah, there's always going to be a level of maintenance. I mean, if you don't have pets, pretty much your maintenance is now going to boil down to getting debris off of it. So pretty much you trade your mower, you have a blower, a plastic leaf rake, and then you can also get a carpet rake, $15-$20 at Home Depot. So if you have that one area where your dog or your kids just wear it out, that carpet rake will help tease the fibers up. That carpet rake will also help get the real tedious debris out of the system. Then you can use a plastic leaf rake and a blower to maintain it.
Now, when those haboobs blow through and they leave a cake load of dust, do I have to... Will it blow it off, or do I have to wash it off? I mean, I would imagine if you introduce water with that layer, it's just going to create a big mud puddle.
Well, and that's that goes back to the drainage system. Because if you think about a hole punch drainage system, if you just rinse it off and it doesn't go through that hole, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, you're also leaving that open for germination of potential weeds and stuff along those lines.
Sure.
But with that 100% permeable system, being able to rinse it off and allowing everything to pass through, again, it becomes a rinsable type of system and drastically decreases the amount of maintenance you'll have to do with any other type of backing.
You had mentioned something about weeds. It used to be a practice when Xeriscapes was coming in and decomposed granite. They were putting plastic down and then putting the rock on top of it. And anyone that's gone back and done that, you pull the plastic up. And, I mean, there's just a system of grass and Bermuda weeds everywhere. And usually you find that because they've actually poked through the plastic and they're coming up everywhere.
Right.
Do y'all have a weed problem with that?
No, wonderful question because, and again, it's going to go back to drainage system. Now, with our product we mentioned before, our fibers are tufted into 2 3.5-ounce geotextile mats. Again, real fancy way of saying non-absorbent weed barrier. Then that sprayed-on polyurethane backing creates that third layer of a weed barrier. Okay? Very efficient. Okay, just like anything else, there are occasions that we've had reports of, especially like nut grass, really aggressive. Occasionally that will come through. All of our products have been tested with commercial grade weed killers, pesticides, termite control, and even paint thinners. None of that's going to harm the system. So now, because we have a non-absorbent built-in weed barrier system, we do not have to lay anything down underneath it, which is a huge deal, because with any other system, you're going to have to lay down a felt canvas or a canvas weed barrier. Now, the problem is that canvas is absorbent. So any water that does pass through the system with a hole punch or that felt backing, it's going to get trapped between the base and the mat, and you're going to have what issues? Molds and mildews. Whether it's molds and mildews for your kids to play in, your dogs to be around, or also realistically is molds and mildews eating at your system, decreasing the life expectancy over the time turf is in the ground.
And with the plastics, you're not going to see ant holes coming through. You're not going to see a lot of the insects that you would in a natural lawn. It would be a more bug-friendly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One of the huge benefits is insects, because when insects or even rabbits, Sun City, even out in the East Valley, there's areas where bad rabbit problems. With artificial turf, there's no food and there's no moisture in the system. They leave it alone. They stay away from it, which brings me to the next point, because you mentioned, well, I don't have dogs, so that drainage system isn't a big deal for me. We created these incredible videos showing the difference in the drainage systems. What about a backyard barbecue? Like with our kids spilling goldfish, Capri Sun, wife spills a glass of wine in the system. If you can't get that to pass through, you've now invited insects back into the system, and you've completely defeated one of the purposes of going artificial.
Absolutely. I could see that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Popsicles.
Absolutely.
Homemade ice cream.
Yeah. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah. When you get all our kids together, you get in that backyard, and there's a myriad. I mean, there's a smorgasbord of crumbs of all kinds of food back there.
Now, up to this point, you know, we spent the entire first hour talking about planting, and this entire hour it's been about a system that you don't require planting. But we got one more break here. When we come back, talk about all the applications that this does play into your natural environments, your gardens, your rooftop gardens, the patio deckings. There's a lot of systems that this doesn't get away from planting. You're just not doing your lawn maintenance, which isn't your edibles that you're eating anyway. So
yeah.
We'll cover that right after this.